good evening, everyone. My name is Jeremy Moore, and I'd like to officially welcome you all to tonight's More Success Team Legal Shield Conference call. What a phenomenal call we have lined up for you guys tonight. A dynamic speaker and trainer going to share some wonderful recognition. Couldn't be more excited where we're going as a team, and as an organization, and as a company. We had terrific news last week. We broke a brand new $100,000 ring earner on the team. The production and the recruiting that you guys are doing is just flat out off the charts. Just want to really encourage you guys to continue this momentum that we've created and to close out the month in a very strong way. And with that, I know we had some exciting events here at the home office in Ada, Oklahoma this past weekend with our CEO, Mr. Jeff Bell, and with Papa and Dad and Stephanie and a host of others. They had a phenomenal time. I know Mr. Manley Wilson down there in the great state of Texas in Austin is going to be hosting an absolutely phenomenal event this weekend with our CEO, Mr. Jeff Bell. And anybody in the Austin area, in the Central South Texas range, North Texas, you need to get to that event. They're going to have a phenomenal time. They've got a ton of Millionaire Club members and ring earners. They're going to be there doing the presentations and training and presenting. So, and you definitely want to hear from Mr. Bell. So if you got guests and you have team members, you need to get them to that Austin, Texas event. And with that, I'd like to go ahead and kick things off tonight by going straight out to Durant, Oklahoma, to a Platinum Executive Director, Millionaire Club member, a six-figure income earner. But the most important thing to me is that he's my dad, and that is Mr. Randy Moore. Dad, are you there?
Yes, I am, Jeremy. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you great.
Well, Jeremy, I'm very, very proud of you and Stephanie, and Stephanie did an outstanding job at the Super Saturday, but I appreciate all that you do, and I appreciate you helping out tonight. Unfortunately, Mr. Kenmore has actually lost his voice tonight, so he's not going to be in speaker mode. He's going to be on, but he won't be speaking. But I'm incredibly excited to hear from tonight's special guest speaker. But before we get to him, I want to quickly go out to the state of Arizona and to Millionaire Club members Alex Gardner and Linda Bowden, who just got back from that very exciting Super Saturday in Ada, Oklahoma, in an incredible event with our CEO, Mr. Jeff Bell. Alex or Linda, are you guys on?
Yes, I am, Randy. I'll go first. This is Alex. And actually, we made a weekend of it. We went a day early, and we had some business to take care of in Oklahoma. And really, just saw the sights and just soaked it all in. You know, anytime you can make a pilgrimage across the country to visit the home office, it's a very special experience. Not just getting a tour and seeing the state-of-the-art facilities, which are very impressive. That's definitely part of it. But more so for me, it's about being close to the heartbeat of the company, you know, the birthplace of the Stonecipher's mission and cause, you know, interacting with the unbelievably caring and special employees, which I believe are one of a kind, you know, in any company, and some of which have made, you know, millions on the growth of the stock over the years and wouldn't have to work another day in their life probably if they didn't want to. But, you know, you'd never know it because they're still the same down-to-earth people that still want to be part of Legal Shield. They realize how special it is to be, you know, really part of a cause much bigger than themselves. And when you go, I recommend that you drive by the old home office building on 321 East Main Street, where Legal Shield moved out from about 10 years ago, and really realize the humble beginnings and the deep sacrifices that were made for decades for the current opportunity that we have in front of us to even exist today. I also recommend that you drive on Main Street by East Central University and see the brand new business school named after our founder, Mr. Harlan Stonecipher. His name's real big right across the outside of that building. And also, when you go to the home office, it was the first time I'd been there to see the church and the chapel that Mr. and Mrs. Stonecipher donated much of their Legal Shield earnings to finance. I think it's very neat that it's being built on a parcel of land right next to the home office. And you drive past it, you can't miss it now, right on your way up the hill to Legal Shield. And, of course, you can't visit the home office without seeing Mr. Kenneth Moore, which is always, I think, the biggest highlight, is for me anyway. But the event was very special as well. Friday night, the Q&A dinner with CEO Jeff Bell was just very insightful to hear firsthand kind of some of the inside things that are going on in the works. And the Super Saturday at the home office was extremely special. There were a couple surprise guests that made an appearance on Saturday. Mrs. Shirley Stonecipher, the co-founder of Legal Shield, and Mrs. Carol Smith, you know, the wife of the late, great Wilburn Smith, which, again, didn't have to be there, but it sure was neat that they came. Mr. Ken Roebuck, the group vice president from Virginia that was there for the group school Thursday and Friday. He delivered an incredible business briefing on Saturday morning. Then CEO Jeff Bell very eloquently laid out our present timing and his vision for 2015 and all the incredible things happening. We're also blessed with very powerful and heartfelt trainings by Mrs. Stephanie Moore, who I think is one of the best speakers and trainers on the Moore Success team, and Mr. Randy Moore did a very powerful and heartfelt speech, and I believe is one of the best associate examples of really overcoming major adversities and finding great success. And Legal Shield, we're very blessed to have him as a very solid and dependable leader to really guide us. But it's a very powerful weekend, but with a team retreat coming up in March, just to blink and it'll be here. You definitely want to get registered for that, because I feel this is just a warm-up compared to what the team event promises to be, featuring really everyone we saw this weekend and much, much more. So that's kind of my thoughts. Linda, anything that you'd like to add to that?
Yeah. First of all, I want to thank the Moore family for ordering up the most perfect weather that you could possibly have in January in Oklahoma. It could have gone many ways. You could have had ice. You could have had snow. It could have been freezing. The wind could have been blowing us sideways, but it was blue sky. And for those of you that haven't connected to the Moore Success Team on Facebook, you need to connect, because what we did is we actually took pictures that day on our way in. It was so perfect. I was like, wait a minute, we need to take pictures. It's a blue sky day. So we've laid out some pictures for you. So for those of you that are going to be coming to Ada for the first time and who are going to be going to the home office for the first time, just look at those pictures. We took some, you know, it's kind of hard. You know, there's no leaves in the trees, and there's definitely not green grass, but, you know, you're going to just to kind of get a feel of the road up to the home office, the new church building. And, you know, for me, you know, going back to the home office anytime brings me back to ground zero. So maybe think about it as just when you come next in March, think about, you know, going back to ground zero. Like, this is the center, okay? When you're at the home office, it's the center. When we're out at our homes and stuff, we're kind of out. You know, sometimes you feel like you're out in left field if you're not really connected in. But, you know, it's where it all begins and where it has begun. You know, it reminds me of where we've been and where we're going. And we have to always remember where we've been to properly embrace the mission and the future. And I recommend going back and reading the book, you know, The Prepaid Legal Story, especially before you come out in March. You can really get that feeling. So really this weekend was a blend of the new and the old. I know Kenneth Moore probably lost his voice because we were all laughing so hard. I know the group trainer that came out hasn't laughed that hard in a long, long time. I mean, it was fun. It was light. Jeff Bell painted the picture of where we're going, how he so eloquently does, and really drove home the mission. So for those of you that are going to go this weekend to Austin, I'd love to go to Austin this weekend just to be able to hear him speak again. It was also very cool to hear from the founding law firm. You know, the founding law firm for the Provider Attorney Network was the Oklahoma firm. As a matter of fact, I remember when they were brand new. I was brand new. They were brand new. But what I never knew, really, or thought about is that they were out recruiting other provider firms. So they were kind of the recruiters for the other provider firms. For example, they recruited the Davis-Miles firm here in Arizona. Like Alex said, there were many people from the home office staff were there. That was so cool. Moore family, Randy, Stephanie, you know, Ken did masterful jobs in training. Jeremy, your wife, I think, has taken over the trainer spot. Sorry, guy, but Stephanie did an unbelievable job. And I wish I said, oh, my gosh, we didn't get a picture of Stephanie up there. But it was a cool Super Saturday. It had all the elements that we usually see in a Super Saturday, but there was just that extra specialness about being in the home office. So for those of you that haven't registered for March, you got to do it, because it's going to be really, really nice. That's all I have to say.
All right, Alex, Linda, thank you so much. We appreciate all of that. And I want to remind everybody that tonight's call is being recorded and will be up on our moresuccessteam.com website. But now I want to quickly go out to the state of Idaho and to another top executive director on our More Success team, and that's Mr. Damien Cheever. Damien, are you on the call?
I am. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you loud and clear. I know you've got somebody on your team that you want to specially recognize tonight.
Absolutely. You know, whenever we get someone paid and promoted, it's always an exciting thing. And really doesn't matter what level. It's always exciting, whether it's a brand new junior associate going to associate, you know, associate going to senior. But, you know, today, like literally, we just got promoted today to the top permanent position with our company. Brand new. The newest directors in legal field are literally my next door neighbors that were a referral to me. Thank goodness. That my accountant referred them to me because we lived next door to each other and never said a word. And then all of a sudden my accountant refers them, and 14 months later they're the newest directors in legal shield. Terry Green, are you on the phone with us? And is your husband on the phone with us too?
I am on the phone. Can you hear me?
I can. You sound great. A couple of quick questions. We only have about 30 seconds because Mr. Larry Smith's on the phone. We want to make sure we give him as much time as possible. But number one, how does it feel to be the newest directors in Legal Shield?
It feels great. Glad to finally make it to that spot, and I'm sure we'll enjoy it for a little while, and then we'll hopefully be enjoying executive director.
There you go. And so I know you're not that far away. You've been working hard. Things are great. Driving, you know, shopping for a BMW, qualify for Performance Club every month, you know. And I know what we're going to hit exec within the next month to 3 months because you've just got that kind of momentum. But real quick, tell us how you feel about the membership.
Oh, my goodness. Like, I would never be without it, and every single person over the age of 18 should have it. I wish I could figure out how to make sure that every single person knew, and I'm working on that, to make sure that everybody that I personally know and the people they know hear about it, and that we can tell them stories about how amazing it is, because it's truly amazing. And the vision that he had is amazing, and I'm glad to be a part of it.
Thank you so much. Mr. Moore, Mr. Larry Smith, if I could tell you real quick, I sat down with Terry at her kitchen table. She was a referral for my accountant, so I wasn't even going to approach the opportunity. I figured I'd do that later at some point, because she's literally my next-door neighbor, right? So, but I show her the membership. She immediately signed up, and then she said to me, how does the other side of this work? And I said, you mean the opportunity? And she goes, yeah. So I showed her the opportunity. She came on board a week later, and she and her husband, Dave, have been on fire ever since. So grateful to have them on the team. And I know with passion like that for the membership that they'll definitely be earning the six-figure ring on the More Success team. And Mr. Moore, I'll turn it back over to you.
All right. Well, thank you very much. And, again, congratulations, you both. I know you're doing an outstanding job. And like Jeremy mentioned earlier, we got a brand-new $100,000 ring earner on our team, Ms. Rakita Birch from Georgia. So we want to congratulate her. But now it's my pleasure to introduce tonight's special guest speaker. He's a platinum jacket earner. He's a $250,000 millionaire club member. Of course, he sits on the Legal Shield Executive Advisory Board. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Mr. Larry Smith to tonight's call. Larry, are you on?
I am, Randy, and thanks so much for having me. And it's such an honor to be on your call. I love the legacy and the success story that the Moore family has with Stephanie and Jeremy and you and Pat and Ken and Charlene, and just, you know, all the things that you all have done over the years to just make this company feel like such a family environment. And by the way, I heard myself that Stephanie killed it this last weekend. So make sure you tell her that we're real proud of her. And it's always fun to hear Alex and Linda Bowden on the call. You know, I think back to Linda Bowden, and my gosh, I mean, Linda was teaching us how to do this business when I first started. And it's just fun to see so many people in Legal Shield that have 15, 20, 25, 30 years with this company because it's a real career. And so congratulations to Ms. Birch on her $100,000 ring and to all the success that's going on the More Success team and the new people and everything that's taking place. Just what an exciting time. My time's going to be brief with you tonight, so I do want to kind of jump in here and just talk about Vision 2020 for just a second, because Jeff Bell, obviously our CEO, You all had the opportunity to visit with him here just recently, and Jeff Jeff is doing some amazing things. We had the Platinum Council meeting in Los Angeles last week, and we started Tuesday night. We had a dinner up on the 35th floor of the Westin Boat Adventure in Los Angeles, and had a chance just to socialize with each other, really mastermind and have a lot of fun, and you know, to continue to get to know each other, but even better and better. And we started the next morning at 8:15 by going over to the Provider Law Firm across the street to Parker Stanberry, where they get paid about $1.6 million a month, number one paid law firm in the country, and went up on the 19th floor of the Citibank building and had the opportunity to have Bob Lopresti, the managing partner, actually tour the Platinum Council around, had a little breakfast with us and stuff, and then we went back over to Westin, and it started our Platinum Council meeting at 10 o'clock, and it was scheduled to go to 4, but we were having so much fun talking about the future and the things that we're going to be doing that we didn't get out of there until 5:30. And so as we think about Vision 2020, you think about what Jeff Bell talks about, 10 times the size we are today, 5 years from now, that's going to take a lot of great things to happen, and I can promise you, you're going to hear about a lot of great things happening. So I think it's important we have the right mindset to realize how big our opportunity truly is. Because, you know, the real reason the direct selling industry in itself is special is because the entire sales force is made up of volunteers. And that creates a different mindset. You see, you look at every other company, every other industry, that companies hire salespeople and they fire them when they don't perform. And so those salespeople, because it's their primary source of income, they're willing to adhere to rules and regulations and quotas that the company lays out. Therefore, the companies really have leverage with their salespeople because they're employees. And they really must follow the rules and produce results or they risk losing their jobs. And what most people have failed to recognize about Legal Shield is that although our teams can reach into the tens of thousands, many times larger than even the largest traditional company, the only real influence that our executive directors and Platinums have over their sales team is if they can only encourage sales behaviors. And so mastery is to really try to figure out how to consistently inspire behaviors of your team in a way that is motivational and inspirational, that makes them want to take the next step, not beating them up like a lot of employers do. Instead of beating you up for not doing something right, we love to praise progress, and that's what I've already heard on this call tonight. And this is a complete rethink, if you will, the relationship between the company and Salesforce. So when you think about all of that, then you think about, okay, if it's completely voluntary, then we have to understand the better job we can do of helping our teams have success, that obviously it's going to be stronger for the whole team. So we got to keep it simple, right? And so when you really think about this, there's a lot to learn, but the reality of it is you don't have to learn everything before you start making money. That's the beauty of our business. When you really break this down, I mean, you know, I can talk about the morning of July 11, 1969, when Mr. Stonecipher got in his head-on collision. I can tell you that prepaid legal story that Linda Bowden was talking about because I've been around for 19 years. And so when you really break it all down, when you come right back down to the core of what we do, we have a very simple business model because when you think about it, we get paid for an idea we didn't have and work we don't even do. I mean, we didn't have to get into head-on collision to take advantage of a phenomenal business opportunity. I didn't have to go to law school to learn how to become an attorney before I got started my Legal Shield business, because there's only two things that any one of us really do, and that is we put information in front of people and we let them get their questions answered. And then they make an informed decision as to what level they want to participate at. So, even though there's always something to be learned, I mean, I love mastery, you know, because mastery is not something you ever achieve. Mastery is something that you forever are growing through, because the master is forever the student, right? And so it's important that we always maintain being a great student so we can work on mastery forever. So that being said, let's talk about what's happening in the marketplace. Today, look at what's happening with employment compared to entrepreneurship. The average person no longer has the job security that we once enjoyed when we were younger. You know, and I realize there's some young people on the phone. There's some people like myself that aren't, that are, we're young at heart, but we're not necessarily young, and we're not old. We're just older, right? And so the average person no longer has that job security that workers once enjoyed. And so employees tend to change employers every few years. And even if someone does have a job they like, chances are that they don't feel like they make enough money at it, so they're not committed to stay there. You know, I was, me and Brian Crothers were having breakfast together, or no, coffee together, Thursday morning, and he came out to our house in California, and we were as we were on the drive out down there, we were talking about things that were taking place, and we said, you know, Target just closed, and I forget the number, but like 133 stores in Canada, right? 133 stores. Now, there wasn't 133 stores worth of probably 300 employees per store. There wasn't 133 stores that were bad people. It's just the company made a decision to close the stores, and there may have been some marginal employees in those stores, but most of them did their job, and there were some that did way beyond their job, but now they're displaced. And so today, you don't have to be doing something wrong to lose a job. And so today, truly, there's more security in being an entrepreneur than there is in being an employee. As a matter of fact, I heard Robert Kiyosaki say that just recently. He said there's more security in being an entrepreneur than there is being an employee. And in Legal Shield, the thing that's so cool about the opportunity we have is we have a great deal of control over what we make, because we're not motivated only by what we're making now, but also by your potential earnings. And Randy, I appreciate the recognition. In January of 2014, about a year ago, we actually got bumped to the $500,000 ring, and I appreciate that because we wore the $250,000 ring for a long time. But that is part of the beauty of our business, is that, you know, you're not only motivated by what you're making right now, but also what your potential earnings are in the future, and no one can stop us but ourselves. That's what's so cool. We can't. You don't have to worry about the store closing, you being out of work. This is your store. You can work at whatever level you want. And a conscientious associate can see a genuine relationship between the effort they put forth and the financial reward that they can receive at Legal Shield. So no matter how long someone takes, I've met people that started out really slow, and I've met people that start out really fast. But no matter how long someone takes, when an associate becomes more involved at whatever point that feels right to them and really starts building the business appropriately, the commissions automatically start to migrate toward them. And this allows the cream to truly rise to the top at any given point in time. It doesn't make any difference how short a period of time they've been with us or how long a period of time they've been with us. See, our associates are in charge of their own destinies. They know in advance what's required. They always get the reward if they perform the predefined task. We know what it takes to go from junior associate, to senior, to manager, director, to executive director and beyond. So we know at each one of those commission levels what we're paid. We can say, figure out what our overrides are. So, you know, our plan also rewards those who build the organization that has a good balance between width and depth. You know, people ask me all the time, do you build wide? Do you build deep? I tell people, talk to your upline platinum executive director. They will tell you how to build, because everybody may have a different philosophy on this. And the reality of it is whatever your upline platinum is doing, that's what you should be doing, so you stay in tune with what your team's discipline is and goals are on how they build and the build strategy that they have. You know, and so you think about, some people say, well, I go wide, and I others say I go deep. And some people say width for show and depth for dough. Well, here's what I believe. I believe everything that I needed to learn, we learned as a child. And I remember in Sunday school, we used to sing songs. And I remember singing a song called Deep and Wide. I don't ever remember singing a song called Deep and Deep or Wide and Wide. I remember it was called Deep and Wide. So, you know, the understanding of the mindset is what's really taking place. So let me just wrap this up by talking about where Legal Shield is today. You know, the great thing we had at the Platinum Council meeting set us up for where 2015 is going to go, and I can tell you it'll be the most incredible year we've ever seen, any one of us. And so let's look where we are right now. It's halfway through the month of January. here's a couple of things that we want to be building towards. On March 21st and March 22nd, we're having our ED and Above conference in Dallas, Texas. Let me just tell you, at the last ED conference, we told people you must qualify ED in this month in order to attend this event. And some people did and some people didn't. And we're not judgmental. That doesn't mean anybody's good or bad or right or wrong. But what happened at that ED conference, they made an announcement that people that qualified were going to be able to get matching bonuses from all the rank advancements from the all-in promotion. So all of a sudden, EDs that took that seriously and qualified to be there, they were then qualified to get matching bonuses coming up in Vegas in July at our international convention for the people that promoted in their team. So if that inspires you, then you absolutely want to make sure you qualify executive director in January so you're qualified to attend in March. How do you do that? Well, you always treat the beginning of the month like the end of the month. You know, the thing is I believe the first 10 days of the month are way more important than the last 10 days of the month. You look at the things that we have to help us really capitalize on January. We've got the Member Advantage Services promotion. Every new junior associate we recruit in January gets free Member Advantage Services for life. And if you were the one that recruited the new junior associate in January, you get Member Advantage Services free for life. And if you don't qualify for the free one by either being a new junior associate or recruiting a new junior associate, you could pay a one-time fee of $50 and have Member Advantage Services free for life. But the real financial education question is, why would you pay for it when you can get paid for it, right? When you get paid for bringing someone on board, why would you pay for that service? So that's the first thing, Member Advantage Services. Secondly, we've got the January Perfect Storm DVD Blitz. The forms are in your back office. You know how to go back there and get those. And make sure you participate in this program. You know, your business will grow as a result. You know, Jeff Bell wants every associate to commit to pass out 2 DVDs per day. At the end of November, Southern California, we sold 13,000 at our Super Saturday. And last week we had Darnell and Rip there, and we sold 20,000 more DVDs just this last weekend. And we're just blitzing the marketplace in a professional way. We're not assaulting people, but we are making sure that we get that tool in people's hands so we can get the Legal Shield brand out there in the marketplace. And so also, every week they've got recognition on the leadership show, which is something you certainly want to attend. If you happen to miss the show this morning, please make sure and go back and watch it again. There was a phenomenal stories. Brian Crowes did a phenomenal job on the show this morning. And finally, the all-in promotion. January and February are the 2 months left for the rank advancement bonuses, where our associate, our teams, earn bonuses for rank advancements as long as they get the appropriate performance club points for their rank and they show up in Vegas to get their money and walk across stage. Now, here's the key. You've got to pre-register in order to go across stage, because if you don't pre-register, they won't have the cash there on the armored security car. So you've got to make sure that you pre-register so the company knows if you got money coming, they've got to know to have it on the truck. So don't forget about your performance club requirements and make sure that you get registered. And here's what I'll tell you as I turn it back over to Mr. Moore, is that now, I mean, I start my 20th year with the company in 3 days, and it seems like I've been here 2 years. I mean, it just seems like yesterday I started, but I start my 20th year on January 22nd, and I will tell you, you know, people ask me a lot. They go, you know, why don't you retire? And one guy asked me that when he first asked me that. I said, well, the first thing you have to do is define retirement. What is retirement? Retirement is doing what you want to do, when you want to do it, where you want to do it, for as long as you want to do it, with whoever you want to do it with, without having to worry about lack of money. Ladies and gentlemen, there's lots of people, the Moore family, Linda Bowden, I mean, there's probably tons of people, Dave and Gene Peterman, people that, you know, we've been retired, if you will, for a long time, because we all fit that description, but the reality of it is we'll never quit because we realize the best is yet to come. And I hope you all stay inspired to make sure you capitalize on an idea whose time has come, and I guarantee you now is the time. Mr. Moore, thanks for having me on your call. Appreciate you and respect your family greatly. appreciate the great leadership that you all provide. God bless you all.
Larry, we appreciate you very much. Please forgive me, $500,000 ring earner, not a 250. You passed that a long, long time ago. You deserve all the credit. You've got a rags-to-riches type story. You deserve all the credit, especially Donnie. Very, very proud of you two and what you represent and how you carry yourself in the Legal Shield workplace. So thank you so much. I apologize again that Dad couldn't be on. Well, he's actually on. He just couldn't talk because he's lost his voice. But you can keep him in his prayers. But the deal is he respects you. He appreciates you and appreciates you taking your valuable time to spend with our team tonight. So thank you very much.
It's my pleasure always. Thanks very much. And to give your day my best.
All right. Thank you, Larry. Again, ladies and gentlemen, we'll end the call with this. Just like Mr. Moore always says, keep God first, family second, and Legal Shield third, and everything else will work out just fine. Have a great week, everyone, and God bless. Good night.